Are you one of the 75% of contractors whose financial statements are inaccurate? Find out. Click on the link in the show notes and you'll get a free P&L and balance sheet check.
This is Contractor Sense with Ruth King.
Welcome to Contractor Sense. Here you discover ideas, tactics, news, and information that matters to your contracting business and you. I'm your host, Ruth King. This episode is sponsored by Financially Fit Business. Get the business tool that helps you grow profitably, build wealth, and live the life of your dreams in less than 10 minutes a month. Go to www.financiallyfit.business and get started today. Thank you for joining us. Here's how we will help your business and you. Recruitment and retention. How do you find and keep great employees? Well, Indeed doesn't work well for most, and many owners complain that there are no people to be found, at least no good people. Yet, many of my clients have waiting lists of potential employees who want to work at their companies. So what does it take? My guest today, Matt DeBarra, founded Contractor Consultants to revolutionize the recruiting industry, and he'll answer these questions and more. Matt, welcome to Contractor Sense.
Thanks for having me, Ruth.
I have been so looking forward to this one because it is such a hot topic. I know in contracting, but you work with other areas also. So the question is, I'm sure other industries are having the same issues that we are with recruitment and retention. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, we're mainly construction focused, but sometimes that falls into like manufacturing and other trades within it.
Yeah. So how did, you know, when you say you're revolutionizing the recruitment industry, how do we do it? I mean, it's just like everybody's done the same thing for so long. They put an ad on Indeed and they complain that nothing comes anymore. And never mind. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to let you talk. Okay. This is your podcast. Go for it.
No, you were fired right up. It started with some suffering, right? My family's been in this business, construction in general, for 104 years, four generations. I've had the good fortune of understanding the hiring in the ways that we used to do it way back in the day when my grandfather ran the company, and seeing it all the way through. And, you know, a lot's changed in construction in the last 100 years, specifically the last 10 or 15 even. If you want to win this game of hiring and recruiting, it requires a different approach with the labor shortage as it stands right now. Understanding some of the tactics that we can get into today, I think will help the listeners out quite a bit. Specifically, one of the big things, and you mentioned how we revolutionized hiring. We started out with a problem in my company, my construction company, where we just couldn't find people. We tried a bunch of different things and we found a method that works. And then we put it into a course, got endorsements and accolades from people like ZipRecruiter, the co-founder specifically, and a lot of other brands. And then it went from that to a done-for-you solution. We started doing it for construction companies. But the big question I would ask anybody listening here right now is, if you go online right now and Google your company and you know nothing else other than what you see, the big question I'd ask is, would you work for you? Meaning,
yeah, absolutely.
Based on what you see online, your website, the reviews you have right now, do you have a profile, a career page, a website, a video that a prospective candidate could look at and say, you know what, I want to work at this company. Of all the different postings that I'm able to see and all the opportunities, this is the one that stands out. And I think that candidate perspective is really where it all starts.
Yeah, I mean, I talk about websites that really serve two purposes. You're recruiting you want customers, new customers, to find you and say, yes, I want to work with you. But you also want potential employees to say, yes, I want to work with you. So you're in my book, and tell me if I'm wrong, websites have two purposes, one to find customers and one to find employees. Am I right? Wrong?
100%. And a lot of the fundamentals of good hiring practices and retention practices mirror the customer acquisition model. So having that good website, having, you know, if you have Glassdoor, Indeed, ZipRecruiter, getting good reviews, having a career video. So many of you will have a video that showcases your company to a client, right? It might show the type of work you do and, you know, some of your team, and it's really meant to draw in prospective customers. But having a similar video, but specifically for candidates where, you know, your team members that have been there 3, 5, 7 years are talking about how great it is to work here and all the unique things, and you're showcasing your trucks and your office and your yard or, you know, your warehouse. All of that stuff is so important because we live in a digital age, and the video helps make that prospective candidate fall in love with your company in 90 seconds, the same way it would for the customer.
Yeah, absolutely. And the question is, do we do a formal video where we hire a crew and bring them in, or do we use our cell phones?
The most important thing is to be authentic. That's the most important thing. So if your brand is very well refined, if your brand is if you're a market leader and everything is very well refined in your company and all your other videos are professionally filmed, then that's your kind of your structure, if you will, your brand ethos, then be consistent with that. Where we see issues is the mismatch. So if somebody who's a smaller company and they're still, you know, you're going through those growing pains and you're figuring it out, and then you hire and film this professional top-notch video that makes your company look over the top amazing, and then they get in there and they're like, whoa, wait a minute, what is this? That disconnect hurts you. Whereas what we found, the data shows that the authenticity is what matters most. So if you're, you know, if you have 3 or 5 or 10 people in your company and you show that, and you really sell the intimacy and the growth opportunity, that works better than trying to make a small company look like a really big company and everything's perfect.
Yeah, it's not perfect. Come on, you know that as well as I do.
Yeah. Does it ever get perfect?
No. If you find a perfect company, you'll let me know, please.
I will. I'm still looking.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, I've often found, the authenticity is really, really, really important. And what drives me crazy is, like, I'll go to their website. And you said, go look at your website. And if you don't have a career page on there, anybody who's, you post an ad on Indeed, you're not going to get anybody, right? Am I right or am I wrong there?
Yeah, the career page is crucial on the website. And then having those good reviews, having that career video on the page, because I mean, reading a web page or reading a website page and reading a job description is kind of boring. So that video showcasing that, and also summaries of some of the benefits. So one of the other things you can do, and this is kind of still in the setup portion, is audit your competitors. So going back to that candidate perspective, most of you know who your competitors are locally. You know that if you bid a job and so-and-so bids it, you'll get it every time, right? Because you have a better offer, you have a better sales process, and maybe vice versa. There's certain people that you struggle to compete against. But what about on the hiring front? Who is advertising themselves well online, and who's offering incentives? And it could be simple things, like a few examples we have great success with is we have one of our clients, and they have most of their work is within 45 minutes to an hour of their main location. And so they're highlighting that in the job description, you know, no commute over an hour. Another company hasn't had anyone sit in 7 years. 7 years, nobody's had a day off because of a lack of work. And so consistency and guaranteed work is another incentive. You know, if you're eligible for overtime, if you get a company truck, one of the exercises that a lot of our clients, we recommend they do, is to take the one or two people in your company who have been there the longest and that you would like to clone, if you will, and sit them down and really interview why they've been here for 3 years or 5 years. Like, what are the little things that you're doing as a company that's made that person want to invest so many years of their career with you? And what you'll find is all these little things that you don't think about. One was a company does a special birthday thing. They give people a day off and they do these really special gifts. And so it's an accumulation of a bunch of small wins that really help you dominate the hiring process. And we've just covered a few things in the setup, and we can get into now how do you amplify this and fill your candidate pipeline.
All right. We will do that after the break. But before we take a break, Matt, if somebody wants to contact you, how do they do it?
The website, thecontractorconsultantsplural.com, would be the easiest way.
Okay. Sounds good. We will be right back. Thanks for listening to Contractor Sense.
Imagine you had total freedom. You didn't have to worry about money. You didn't have to be a slave to your business. The words, I can't, are eliminated from your vocabulary. What if you could do what you want to do whenever you want to do it? A financially fit business could give you that freedom. How? by knowing what your financial statements are telling you and taking action based on what they say. You can do this in less than 10 minutes a month at an investment of less than taking your family out to dinner once a month. And if your financial statements are a mess, you can get help. Go to www.financiallyfit.business or click on the QR code below to get started today.
We're back. I'm speaking with Matt DeBarro, who is the founder of Contractor Consultants, who is revolutionizing the recruiting industry. And before the break, we talked about getting set up and things you got to do to get ready to really, really recruit. Now that the break is over and you teased everybody before the break, let's talk about what do we do next?
So assuming you've got that strong foundation, so you've audited your competitors, you understand what they're doing and how you can do it better. You've got this really good online presence. So, you know, you've looked at your company and Googled yourself and said, you know what? I'd work for me if I saw these results. Now it's how do you amplify it? And what's interesting, and this is one of the things that we revolutionized, was we found that every market is very unique. So in our hiring course, we have 37 proven ways to find candidates. And the reason for that was because it wasn't as easy as just saying, do this one thing and you'll get results. Sometimes it's you have to try a few different things, but the fundamentals, a strong digital strategy. So posting on Indeed, ZipRecruiter, Craigslist, LinkedIn is a powerful one, but leveraging them from a place of keyword and headline testing. So the way in which these platforms work is they have keywords that draw and match the candidate to your job posting. And so you're battling two things. One is you want to make sure that the headlines and the information is exciting to the candidate, right? It's written in a way where a candidate reads it and goes, okay, I want to apply. I see the career video. I see the three or four bullets, the perks of working here. They're clear. The title and headline looks great. But also you're embedding these keywords within the ads that are going to get you better results when you post these. And we recommend posting on many different platforms. And if you do this and you track the data and you specifically track where the good candidates are coming from, like what ad and what platform, if you do this over time, over the span of a few weeks, you're going to start to notice patterns. And I know it sounds like a lot of work and we end up doing this for companies, but if you invest that time, that is where the gold lies. And it's again, mirrors the customer acquisition process, right? Like you have different marketing channels and certain ones might lend to better clientele if you take the time to track it and look at it. So that'd be kind of the first big thing that I would do. Assuming your digital strategy is fired up, another thing you can do is incentivize your current team. So imagine sitting down individually with some of your key team members and finding something that they would be motivated to receive as a reward. So it could be a financial, it could be a gift card, like some people do, like an Airbnb gift card, but it's about, or sports tickets if they know they like a certain team, but it's about incentivizing each of your team members on a one-to-one basis and saying, look, if you know anybody, we're looking for a project manager. If you or anyone in your family knows anybody and we hire them, we're giving away, let's say, Dodger tickets for this one person because you know they like baseball. But if you incentivize each of your team members on a singular basis and then they go out there and do the work for you, you'd be amazed at the results that you can find just by simply working within the team that you have already.
Yeah, absolutely. You left one thing off. It's time off.
Exactly.
Because some people are motivated that way more so than, you know, tickets or a gift card or a check or, you know, money or something along those lines. You know, if you find somebody and they stay for 90 days, you get a day off with pay or whatever. They will do that.
The time off is great. The only thing we find is that a lot of companies, if they're really struggling to hire, they're already stretched when it comes to getting projects finished. And so if they're promising time off, now they're stretching those timelines even more. So the time off works if you can do it. I know some companies we've mentioned that before and it's been a struggle, but I agree. That's always a big incentive.
Yeah, well, they can't take it during the busy season. You know, exactly. I mean, there's rules about when you can take it, but, you know, there's just things that, you know, not everybody's motivated by money is what we found. Other people are motivated by, you know, spending time with family. I mean, the Dodger tickets could do that. And one of my clients, for whatever reason, got tickets to Game 7 of the World Series. And she said, all right, you know, and she put together a promo and everybody got one thing in, you know, one name in the hat, so to speak. And then other people got things for different things that they had done well in the business. And she said, do not put your name in the hat, because if I find you sell these tickets, I'm going to fire you. You have to go.
Yeah, send a picture while you're there, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, but that's what she did. And, you know, it was Game 7 of the World Series, and one of their, you know, guys won it, and he and his wife went. So it's, you never know. So, wow. All right, so we've gotten incentivize your team, incentivize, you know, do the right thing with Indeed and do the tracking. What else can we do?
Well, there's a big play organically and with paid ads on social media is another strategy we see work well. It's a little bit more of an investment, but some of the skilled workers don't have resumes and they might not be looking for a job. So social media is a great way to find them, but you just need to find an ads company that knows how to run specifically hiring ads, because there's a certain way those have to be set up that are different than just general advertising. Because there's a lot of hiring regulations in most states.
States, yeah.
Yeah. But once you've done some of those fundamentals, the two next big things is speed to lead. So getting to candidates within, like, for example, if we were doing this for a company, my team's getting in touch with the candidate within about 3 to 5 minutes from when they apply. But sifting through resumes and contacting them right away, there's a lot of data that shows that what an applicant will do is they'll apply to a few different jobs until they line up 3 interviews or get in touch with 3 companies. Then they'll slow down a little bit, see what happens, and then continue to do that if they're not happy with the results. So, you know, if you wait 2 days, 3 days, and then you're calling back, you might not be one of those 3 companies. So speed to lead for candidates is extremely important. And then once you do that, there's an informal and formal interview model that works really well, where you can quickly get to the meat of the matter and screen out, let's say, people that applied even though they don't have a driver's license, and that's one of your requirements. But having a skills assessment for infield positions is crucial. Mm-hmm. So some type of paid assessment that you can bring somebody in if they come across and they say, look, I can do this work, and you've talked to them and everything is validated and looks great. Having a way to validate the skill set without bringing them into the field, without having to onboard them fully and see what they can do is great, because it allows you to properly set a pay scale. Because if, you know, for example, we have a lot of HVAC clients and they'll have them come to their warehouse and actually do an installation. So they'll take like a water heater, right? And they'll have them do like a mock water heater swap out, you know, set up a tankless. Sure. And what that does is they can see and assess, you know, does this person show up on time? How do they dress? Do they have their own tools? And it speeds up the hiring process immensely.
Absolutely. Matt, give us your website again so that if people want to contact you, they can.
TheContractorConsultants.com.
Sounds great. Matt, thank you so much for being on Contractor Sense. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Ruth.
And thanks to all of you for joining us. Choose one thing that you discovered and implement it in your business. These ideas, tactics, and strategies help you make more money, have more free time, and give back. If you like today's program, spread the word. Please review this podcast on any device you're listening to it on. Help a fellow contractor make more money, too. For comments or questions, call me at 770-729-0258 or email ruthking@hvacchannel.tv. Thanks for listening. Have a great and profitable day.